Florida continues to have one of the nation's highest rates of home foreclosures, but it's not all bad news. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning. It mostly is bad news, but the sale of those distressed homes has been growing rapidly. During the 3 months of last summer, nearly 30% of all real estate sales in South Florida involved homes in some state of foreclosure. That was a 42% jump compared to the spring. The prices for homes in foreclosure, however, continue to be a third less than regular home prices, and that's a double-edged sword, according to Darren Blomquist, the vice president of the real estate tracking firm Realty Track.
It's good because it means that backlog of foreclosure inventory that's kind of a dark cloud over the market is being cleared out. But at the same time, it could mean that in the short term, you'll see home prices weaken as more of these foreclosures are sold and are impacting the home prices and home values around them.
Blomquist says the other bit of good news for South Florida is that while prices continue to fall around the nation and the rest of the state, prices for foreclosed properties in South Florida actually rose a bit. Art Basel's impact is being felt well beyond Miami Beach. The CEO of the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau says tourists only know they're coming to South Florida.
The people who live here are the only people who are aware of a county line between Miami-Dade and Broward or Broward and Palm Beach.
That's Nikki Grossman, who says this year she's seeing a larger number of Art Basel visitors and exhibitors who are choosing to stay in Broward.
Primarily, that's because people come here for a broader experience. They certainly are here to see the exhibitors and the galleries that are directly affiliated with Art Basel, but it gives our cultural facilities a great opportunity to approach this market.
Art Basel runs through the weekend, and as we cover it, we want your input on what you see while Baseling by following us on Twitter and then messaging us a picture or comment at callsign at WLRN. Florida teachers are learning how they rate compared to colleagues across the state. Today, the Florida Department of Education has released data showing which schools and districts had the most highly effective teachers. As State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor tells us, nearly 3 in 4 Florida teachers earned satisfactory ratings.
The Florida Department of Education released report cards for more than 200,000 teachers in the form of new evaluations. More than 1 in 8 Florida teachers earned the top rating of highly effective. Slightly more than half earned an effective rating. Just 2.5% of teachers were rated in one of the 3 lowest categories. Those teachers may receive more training and mentoring. Districts have yet to report ratings for about 1/4 of state teachers, including most teachers in Miami-Dade and Palm Beach counties. Researchers have criticized the ratings for having large margins of error. Teachers complain they can be rated based on students they have not taught. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
And in sports, after a 3-9 season, Florida International fired head football coach Mario Cristobal yesterday. Former Hurricanes head man Butch Davis is said to be a candidate to replace Cristobal with the Golden Panthers. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.